Good morning, friends around the world. As we continue for the next several meditations, I'm going to be sharing with you ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love. These meditations will be organized in six categories that will speak of ways we separate and divide from one another, building walls, or ways that we join and draw us closer to one another, building bridges. Let's begin with our fourth meditation in the first category, communication. The tools I offered so far are 1, we don't interrupt. 2, we learned about dualism and non-dualism. 3, no idea or opinion is on trial. And today we're going to look deeper into dualism with today's meditation, the 1881 perspective. Each month I conduct an anger management workshop where I teach the principles of the 1881 perspective. Prior to the workshop, I take an 8.5 by 11 transparency and draw the number 18 on one side with a black magic marker. I then ask for 2 volunteers to come up and face one another. I then take the transparency and hold it between them as the rest of the workshop looks on. I ask one of them, "What number do you see?" And the response is always 18. I then ask the other volunteer what number they see, and they will respond 81 every time. That usually produces a smile on most of the participants in the workshop. Then I ask the group, "Who's right?" And most often I hear, "They both are." At this point, I get a little animated and look at the group with the number 18 in front of me and ask them, "What number do they see?" Invariably, they respond, 81. I then yell at them, saying, "No, you idiots, it's not 81, it's 18. What did you do, flunk second grade math?" They all laugh, and I see light bulbs going on all over the room. We enter into a dialogue by me asking them how we can give 2 different answers. Sooner or later, someone mentions perspective, and I give that person an emphatic yes. Then we take it out of the realm of math and talk about 2 groups of people who have different perspectives. I talk about the African American community and law enforcement officers, or LEOs. The participants in the workshop are usually culturally diverse, so I ask the white guys, "Do you know what a DWB is?" I get a deer in the headlight look. And then I ask an African-American man, and he usually has the answer, "Driving while black." I ask the white participants if they've ever been pulled over by a LEO for DWB. They're starting to get the message. Then I ask them, "What's a sundown town?" And again, deer in the headlight looks from most of them. Once in a while, I'll have an African-American man say something like this: "It's a town that you don't go into after sundown without getting pulled over or stopped by the cops." So the white guys are starting to see a different perspective than their own. Then I say to them all, "Black lives matter." The body language on some of them is showing me they're beginning to feel a little uncomfortable. Then I offer them the LEO perspective. We have men and women that put their lives on the line every day they go to work. Many, if not most of them, truly care about their call to protect and to serve the community in which they work. And when black people start to burn down buildings, loot local stores, and throw things at you while you're trying to protect and serve them, how do you think they feel about that community of people? Setting the politics aside, you can see that there are 2 very valid perspectives. It's an 1881 situation, isn't it? Let's spend the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider these questions. How many times in my own life am I confronted with an 1881 situation? When a wall begins to build between me and another, am I willing to look at the situation from the other person's perspective? When I'm conflicted with another person, how can I build a bridge with the understanding of this 1881 perspective?